Up next is another 33 and a third drop.
My name is Hatem Tolba, and I'm an organ transplant recipient. Over the course of the next three installments, I'll be discussing the importance of organ donation. And in the first installment, we'll talk a little bit about the statistics and the need for organ donation and registration. In the second installment, we will discuss the impact that the opioid crisis has had on organ donation. And in the third installment, we'll discuss how you can get involved and how you can become part of the organ donation community. Let's look at the startling statistics that show us how important organ donation really is. About 20 people a day die waiting for their organ transplant. About 115,000 Americans are currently waiting for a life-saving organ transplant. The positive is one organ donor has the potential to help up to 8 people, and one tissue donor can help up to more than 50 people. 95% of Americans are in favor of being a donor, but only 56% are registered in the United States. Many haven't registered because they don't know it's an important step. Some just rule themselves out and assume they can't register because of their age or their health. But the fact is, anyone can register. You may ask yourself, what can be donated? In terms of organs, the heart, the lungs, kidneys, liver, intestines, pancreas, tissues, cornea, tendons, valves, veins, skin, bones, are all available to be donated, and they also can be done as a living donor. Please contact registerme.org, and each time you go to the RMV, please make sure to check the yes box to be a donor when you renew your driver's license or state ID. I am Hatem Tolba, and I will be back again with you next time to talk about the impact that the opioid crisis has had on organ donation.
That was another 33 and a third drop. Interested in making a drop yourself? Let us know your story idea at drop@wcuw.org.